Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 72nd Festival de Cannes. I'm in company of Benina Leon, director of Canción Sin Nombre, Song Without a Name, screening in the Directors for Night, the Contender Center, in competition. So Medina, you dedicated the film to Ismael, your father. How did it start for you, this journey?
It started with him telling me the story in an incredible way. And so perhaps the way I learned about this story is it's even more impressive than the story itself. He received a phone call one day from a French lady that just wanted to thank him for articles that he had written 25 or 30 years before. So I thought it's interesting how the past comes back to us. It doesn't seem to end. So from the moment I heard that a woman that had come back, a woman that had been trafficked as a baby, had come back to meet her biological mother and had come back to the writer, the journalist that talked about it, I thought, there's a film here. So yes, this is why it's dedicated to him. Unfortunately, he didn't get to see the film, but he knew we were going to make it, because by the time he passed away, he learned we had funding. So.
Was it difficult for you to find the right way, let's say that, to tell this story? I mean, to translate his memories and his adventures into a film, which is totally another thing.
Yes, it was difficult. It was difficult. The process of writing the story took a long time. You would think that because you have a rich storyline, you will have an easy script. But yeah, you're right. It is perhaps more difficult because you have to decide what interests you, what doesn't belong. And it's written three times, really. It's that saying that a film is written three times. I learned that lesson with this film. It really became different. The script became different in the shooting and became a different thing in the editing room.
How did you decide for the style of the film? Because it's very particular as well.
The style for the film. How did I decide about it? I knew I wanted to be in the shoes of Georgina and Pedro, and their lives are oppressed, their lives have no horizon because of their particular situation, but also because nobody in the country at that time had a really big horizon, a really good perspective. It was gloomy times, times of crisis, financial crisis, political crisis, all sorts of disgraces. So it felt only appropriate to shoot in black and white because, and 4x3, no? Lack of color, which I associate with joy, and lack of horizon, which I associate with a square, with a 4x3, almost a square.
By thinking about your father's work, I immediately thought about what's happening today and the role of journalism in a way. And do you think that journalists can still be useful and there's still such a thing as investigative journalism?
Absolutely. I think perhaps it's the only thing that's really worth it, and it's worth... Perhaps the only reason why it's worth defending democracy is journalism. Because democracies are failing left and right. Poverty has been... is the status quo, no? In many democracies, or so-called democracies, in South America at the very least. But I defend democracy because I think it's worth it in the sense of freedom of expression. At least we have that. At least we can denounce. At least we can talk about things. And that's the basis of change.
Here's a question that I should have asked at the beginning. How would you describe the film?
How would I describe this film? I guess it's a journey into a horrific past with a ray of light.
And we've been talking to Maria León, director of Canción Sin Nombre screening in the Directors for Night, the Canzone Realizzator at the 72nd Festival de Cannes, and this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.